So, you know, I'm not even, I don't think I'd even get today to where I got off last week, okay? But I just want to tell you one thing. I was very impressed, my intuitive feeling, that the Arabic translation, the Hebrew translation, the Arabic, was an incorrect translation. Both, not only from Chaim Heller and the original translations, but not only, also in Kapach, and even in Korach, that I have his own special translation, it was also a mistake. So when I confronted him last week, I wanted to confront him before his phone was working. I confronted him last week, you know, how can you translate? I don't know anything about Arabic, but this can't be. It can't be. He says, you know something? That's not the proper translation. Okay? So let me just go over and just show you something and just, you know. So I became more amazed, and you know, he keeps on telling me, Korach, that the Chaznish came Medayik about the Ram because it's written in Arabic. I'm not sure how much of this is because the Arabic wasn't translated proper in a proper way, or just he came Medayik, but I assume there's a relationship between the two. Okay, so now, look at the beginning over here. I'll just show you something to do with anything, and it's in a few different places. It starts over here. Hashem is Hashem Esai, okay?
Where?
The beginning of Hashem is Hashem Esai, okay? She'en Roy, anyone need another one? I can bring another one out. I should bring another one out for you. There's no problem, take a second.
No.
Which one would you like? You want what you want? There are a few over here. There are a few, all different ones. Any edition you want. Okay? She'en Roy Limnois Chelke Asiya Misuyemish Navin Lasais. That's true. In the Chelke Asiya in the Torah, it's certainly very clearly there's a tzivui. There's a tzivui, for example, in what he talked about, Mikdash, that you should make a shulchan in Mishkan, and the Torah says, Yosisa, shulchan, Yosisa Menera. It's very clear there's a tzivui, right? Okay. So he says, Yodua, Shiyesh Nistavinu Lasa Ismaisa Mesuyam, Viakach Isik Akosu, Babeo Echos Amaase. So it says explicitly there was a tzivui over here to do a general thing, okay? And then the Torah afterwards tells you what it includes. It includes like making a menorah and making a, right, correct? Okay. So I said to myself that all this discussion of Teres Achatos and Teres Oshem, there's no mafurish tzivui in the Torah, and that's the major problem over here. So how did it start off? You know, he's trying to prove something, and he's trying to point something out, and he postulates what he's, you know, and it just doesn't exist. Okay? And he does the same thing later by Mincha. I don't know, me, Vizeh, Vihishanu, in Vilafishanelam, Klau, Zeh, Milosena, Vilahigishboy, Kolika. You see it later in the Shurish? Towards the end? Sisa is blilois, mlichois, hagoshois, tnufois, kmitzois, haktois. You tell me which edition you want, I'll show you where it is. Well, yeah, I got the page. Tell them which page it's on. Kuf what?
I think it's Kuf now. Kuf Tzadi, I mean.
Kuf Tzadi, okay, good. Say that. Tnufos, kmitzos, vaktoros, v'lo yoda shekol elu protei maisa mincha. V'hi she'onu nitztavinu la'akriv mincha. Okay? The translation, it's not nitztavinu, is a mistake. The word here is not nitztavinu, it should be heire. There's a hirof ma'kodesh borgos, which the thing should be. And we're only going to interpret that it's a tzivui because of the Bir Echas HaMaisa in the whole story. But there's no tzivui over here in the beginning here also. The proper translation, Yodua Sheyesh, it's not Shenitztavinu Lasos Ma'ase Maisa Mesuyam. Yodua Sheyesh, it's how Shehira HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehira Lonu, Shehira Lonu, Kuchibrichu, or something, whichever way you want to read it from Yisala. Lasos Maisa Mesuyam. That's why it calls an Asiyah. Because there was only a hurrah that there should be like a chatos. There's a hurrah for a maisa chatos. There's a hurrah, but there's no tzivah mafush, okay? Besed?
That's the difference between Hora and Tzibui.
Hora means that Hora can be a Lashon Limud. It means that there is such a thing. You can call it Teres Achatos or something like that, but it's not Tzibui necessarily less that do it. But you see, mitzvahs, you see, when you get into the Shroshim, especially when you work on Shorosh Ches, Pashas Mitzvah is a Tzibui, okay? And he has a whole discussion about commands in Arabic and how it reflects. I never understood this before. And how it reflects up in Hebrew and Arabic, okay? Beseda.
The Ram Pirish Mishnah uses the Lashon for Asher Tzivonu by Teres Achatos and Teres Ha.
No. You see, that's correct, okay? But in the Torah, it says, the Riotol Ram Pirishna is in the fifth parak in Zvachim?
Yeah.
Okay, good. He's not referring, he's quoting a posik.
Yeah.
It's a posik, Asher Tziva Hashem. See, I would have made a case from that that there is a tzivu to do it, okay? But the Rambam over here doesn't do that, okay? And maybe he could have done such a thing. I would have assumed that that's what's going on, okay? That's what I thought the Torah required him, and that's what everything would happen, but he just doesn't do it. In Pirush Mishnayis, we're not sure what he's trying to do over there, because really what he's trying to do officially is setting up categories, because we don't know that in Pirush Mishnayis and Zvachim, it's important in any way to understand what Minyan Mitzvahs is, to understand that there's certain categories of Kabbonis.
He doesn't have to make that deal about Asher Tzivonu.
I understand, we don't know. I assumed when I was learning the Pirush Mishnayis that he was saying two different explanations of why he made these categories. One, because these categories are true per se, and secondly, because of the tzivud, okay? But, you know, it could be, but he's not, at this, in Mishneh Torah, I mean, here in the Sheiresh, he doesn't, it's not clear that's where he's coming from. It could be he'll come to that, you see, because the emissaries, and what's kulei pel, but that's not for us now, is, you know, when you're looking over here, you ask yourself, what happened? He has Teres Olo, and Teres Osho, and Teres Ashlamim, right? And Teres Achatas, correct? Okay. What happened to Pesach, Maisa Behemo, and Bechor?
Doesn't say in the passage.
I understand that. So they're no Teres on that? There's nothing to do? Okay. So the truth is, in Teres Kohan was a Ribui for them. Over there in Teres Kohan.
The next passage.
Yeah. Zeribu. Yeah. Okay. In the Kashet Tziv. Okay. Go to Seder. In Madua Kamo, in Pirush Mishnayis, in Nakhte, two times in Zvachim, if you notice that he mentions it. You probably saw it in Perikei. You saw it in Nakhdom also?
Yeah.
Okay. In Nakhdom, he says, Shlomim v'deimeyim. Okay. But that was only Madua Basra. In the first Madur Ram Pirush Mishnayis, the word "v'domayim" wasn't there. And in Pirush Mishnayis, in Perikei Zvachim, which Lechera was written together, Madur Basra, he's explaining why Pesach, Maisa, and Bechor are under Shlomim. And he's explaining first in terms of category, and then he explains. And then he, okay, correct? In Sefer HaMitzvahs, you have no clue about it. Both in the Shoshim and in the mitzvahs when he has Samach, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, whatever, all the no mention. So it's Mamash Kuli Pella, but you know, you would have assumed that here is the place for it. There is something, I'll show you something, and if you want to see something, there is something, but he puts it in the strangest place, in Samach Vav, Mitzvah Se Samach Vav. Okay. So he mentions before there's you can take you can give what? Which edition would you like?
That's fine, I like listening.
You like listening? Okay, but say yeah, some that's people have different ways, you know. That's very true. Here, you have starting Samach Gimel is Maisa Oila, Korban Oila, right? Samach Dalid is Korban Chatos, right? Samach He is Oshem, right? Samach Vav is Shlom, correct? Okay. Then, after he finishes, okay, then he has a short discussion, which you have no clue what he wants, okay? We'll talk about this as we go on. It's not in the game now, okay? But I just read it to you. Just to give you an idea of what we're up against over here. V'alboas hama'asim halolu kloimar ma'ise o'ilo v'achatas v'osho v'ashlomim heim kol ma'ise ha'kobonis. So l'cheira, he's bothered by this issue. Otherwise, what is he talking about? Okay? It's everything. Okay? Or ma'ise kobonis as opposed to, I'm talking about kobonis, I assume bali chayim, as opposed to mincha. Okay? Lefishikol korban behemo, that's what he says, shemakriv oiso, ayochav atzibo, enu ela echo me'abos asugim alol. Okay? Chutz min oshem, shuli olim korban yochav, kamo shibianum kamapom. Why? This is an important issue for him, we have to know, but that's not the gate to us now, okay? What's the gate here now? Then he says, umesecha zvochim kolelis, gam mine alba mitzis elu. Vahanispach aleihem minadim lehem. So this is his reference to what he has in Madura Basra and Pirush Mishnayos, correct? So this is a reference to Maisa, Behema, Bechor, and Pesach, okay? But, you know, between the you and the wall, if I would have written this, this is not a Masechah Zvachim, really is an issue of how you categorize things. It's not the mitzvahs. If you wanted to make this point by Nisbach Aleihem, you know, you should have made it before. It's a very, the way it's written is absolutely amazingly difficult, but you know, that's what you have. You can't change the text. That's what it is, correct? Okay, so it's here, but it's such a strange way that you never would have noticed that he's doing it. And if he wants to do it, why did he do it like this? Okay, the same. But that's not the point. The point is the translation. Here, at this point, but the truth is, hello, when he says in the mitzvah of Samach Gimel, Hatzivish Nitztavinu B'maiselilah, Samach Dal, Hatzivish Nitztavinu, that is really tzivui, because Alamah is that's the word for tzivui, okay? But we don't know if it's a tzivui, because that is Pshuto Shamikra, or it's a tzivui because of Sherish Yud Beis. Because the Torah says there's a Biur Eichas HaMaisa and the Biur Eichas HaMaisa is a tzivui, so Mamela, the other Maisa also says, we have no clue what's going on here, correct? But for the translation, the proper translation from the Arabic is Hoyra, not tzivui. Both here and by Mincha. Because by Mincha also is not tzivui from Torah HaMincha. It's only a Hoyra from the Torah, and the Torah tells us how to make a Mincha. That's certainly with Lashon Tzivui. But there's no Tzivui on the Etzem Maisa Mincha. Okay, but say that. Period. That's just a question. I realized afterwards you have to be very careful over here. Okay? And you see, the problem is, I have no clue. It's only because I was aware of the conceptual problem that I had a feeling there's a problem in the translation over here. But, you know, it never would have caught it. Okay? I was banging my head. I said, I guess the worst of it. How could it be? The Ram could not have written such a thing. It's crazy. See, Taka didn't. Okay? That is point one, okay? So I was very excited about that. Okay, good. Now, I just want to point out, I might have pointed this out a little bit. I just want to make it clear. Just a few things here and there, and we'll try to get going here. All the Hasoga of the Rambam in Sherish Yud Beis on the Halachos Gedolos, okay, is basically rests on the premise which he sets up over here that there's a mitzvah called Teres Ha'ula, Teres Achatas, and Teres Oshem, and Teres Ashlam. Because if you don't have that, he has nothing to stand on, okay? And therefore, because he has such a thing called Teres Ha'ula, therefore he can say, Oras Koch, Oras Ha'ula is part of the Mitzvah Ha'ula. And he says, if you look, and what he talks about Chozer V'Shoik, and there's Murim Meteda over here. You saw that Lashon over here? Where? You don't see it? You don't see he talks about the... This is 7 minutes, 1 second. Chalbo, Oshem, Chizkin, Kachas, Oshem. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Eile Megalot, Chutz Man Oshem. I said, I see it. Mitzvah. Maybe it's even later. Maybe it's... No, it's probably later. Shir Yomif doesn't have it. You don't see it? Lechem, Seles, Tufo. You don't see Chos V'Shoik someplace? Chos V'Shoik, or Oshom, or Ola. In Teres he says Oros, but he says it in another place.
Here.
Near which page?
In this page, it's Kuf Peches.
Kuf Peches, what does it say to read it? Okay. Right? Now, he, the Bahag in his minion, has Chos V'Shoik, okay? The Shlomim means because Teida and Shlomim are the same. He doesn't quote Murim. Mm-hmm. But you see, the Bahag quotes Murim me Teida and Chos V'Shoik, because Chos V'Shoik is in both Shlomim and Teida. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't talk about Murim. He just talks about Chos V'Shoik. It's all the same thing, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you have a mitzvah called Teiras HaShlomim, you can put Chos V'Shoik and the Murim, which is the Lechem, which is the Chumas Lachmei Teida, you can put it in the mitzvah, okay? But if you don't have such a mitzvah, then you can't do it. So the Taina start, in other words, it's only based on his premise. Okay?
Because Bahag doesn't have a Torah Shlomim, so he has to make
sense. Yeah, and the Bahag, basically, what the Bahag has... That I pointed out last time, he has a mitzvah about korbanos which are chiyuvim on chet, and korbanos which are kilobom and adobo, and the two separate mitzvahs, and that's it. So the whole discussion is really irrelevant. Okay, in other words, you can only say that it's subsumed. Okay, and besides that, okay. The Rambam refers to the mitzvah as teras, as uras ha'ula. The Bahag, in his minyan, calls it uras shlomim, uras kochim. Okay? So, the first I would have said is, I'll tell you something, it's correct, but it's not necessary. I would have said, for example, how does the Ram count Miku Shtifa on the Chatos? You see, lady counts Miku Shtifa. Miku Shtifa counts, why is Miku Shtifa many mitzvahs? Because it's under the mitzvah of Chatos. Okay? A Teresa Chatos. Okay? So, Rabbi Nishana, the Miku Shtifa is all Kochim. All Kochim and Echot. It's all Kochim, right? So how does he put in Teres Achatos? So the answer is that Zeram L'taymei, that Minyan HaMitzvah is a Minyan Teres Shebiksav, and in Teres Shebiksav, Miku Shtifa is only Bachatos, and all the other ones are only a Ribui from a Drasha. And since the Ribui from a Drasha, it's not, so it's on the Teres Achatos. Zeram could do it. For the Bnei Shalom, the Bahag, if he counts the Rabbonons, Megillah, Mikkel, Megillah, Nechanik, whatever that means in his minion. I'm not getting involved in that, okay? But I'm telling you, certainly doesn't limit itself to Torah Shebiksav. If you don't limit yourself to Torah Shebiksav, so the mitzvah is not Eures. Eures. Eula, but it's Eures Kodshim. Okay. However, it's also interesting, we'll talk about more Barichus, in the Seder of Rambam, in Mishneh Torah, is very interesting, okay? If you don't know Shurish Yubayz, you can't really understand how he's Messiah the Maisa Kobonis, because you can't understand what he did. He flipped everything. He does it differently than he does. Because, you know, he has certain prokim in Maisa Kobonis, which are, for example, there's a perek about Oilo, and there's a perek about Chattas, correct? So, versteht in the perek about Chattas, the perek Chattas is Mikushtif and Shvir, and Kibbutz Dam Chattas. That's great, okay? Now, where would you have put the dinim from Eures Kodshim in Rambam? Right. Where would you put it? In Eula. The Rambam doesn't. The Rambam puts in Perikei together with the dinim from Kodshim, from the Kodshim in general, which is amazingly interesting, okay? I'm not getting involved in that. So the Rambam, what, you know, the Rambam himself does, and we have to understand, but it doesn't change the minyan mitzvah, okay? That's not for us now, I want to tell you, in learning Maaseh Korbanos, now you have different spectacles. Because, for example, he talks about Zvicha in Oil over here, he doesn't, I'm going to talk about this more Barichas later, but now, when you look at everything he mentions, see what he calls the Mishneh Torah, how does it all work, and what does he want, and the answer is because he's interested in something different in Mishneh Torah, and say for Mitzvah, Minyan HaMitzvah, he's interested in something else, and I'm not getting involved in that. Now, I just want to get yourself, you know, oriented, that, you know, you never would have known that the problem existed had you not been very oriented in Sherish Yudbeis. Okay, now, next. Next. Now I want to tell you another word of Agdomba, okay? I just want to start here. I'm not going through the whole thing. I just want to say the Rambam has Shirish Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis, okay? And is there any relationship between the three, okay? Is there a Seder over here? Is the reason why he did it in the way he did it, okay? I discussed later the Seder between Shirish Ches and Sherish Tes, but I want to know about Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. Okay. What is Sherish Yud? Sherish Yud basically tells us that those, there's a tzivui, okay? There's a tzivui to how, telling us how to bake lechem upon him, okay? So, even if you have a mitzvah lechem upon him, the mitzvah is to bake it, or the mitzvah is to mesadur al shulchan, right? So the mitzvah mesadur al shulchan, all the baking and all the seilas and how you make it, and how the Torah tells you the whole story of how to make it, lechem is only a hagdoma. It might be a tzivui, but it's only a hagdoma. Okay. The Torah told you how to make shemen ha-mishcha. The Torah told you how to make k'teres. Okay? Do you say that the making of the k'teres, is that the mitzvah? Or the mitzvah is daktoros k'teres? Oh, the daktoros k'teres. So that's the Ram says, that agdomus, even though the blush and sivui, agdomus is not the mitzvah. Or that the mitzvah is what the tachlis is. That's what he says. That is shereshu. Okay? Shh. Then, okay, that's Sherish Yud. That l'cheira is simple and straightforward, no? And that's what he says, she'ein ro'i limnois hagdomois, ashehem l'tachlis menatachlios. Okay? That is the double push. It's a tzivui, but not every tzivui in the Torah is a mitzvah. L'cheira, it's very clear. Okay? That's what, I'm not getting involved, that's what the tziv had in mind when he talked about Hechshem Mitzah Kos Matayu, the slang they throw around yeshivas, but the Ram calls it Agdomus, okay? But say that. I'm not getting involved. He doesn't quote that's what he meant by making a sukkah or not. You know, I'm not getting involved in this, okay? I did speak about it in Sherish Yud, that's not negated us now, okay? But say that. Now, Sherish Yud Aleph, okay, and Sherish Yud Beis, he talks both about Chelkei HaMitzvah. Okay? So here, he's moved a step forward. But he's trying to tell us that sometimes, that even though it's not a Hakdomah, but it's a Chelkei HaMitzvah, we'll see what that means exactly, and the different what the different flips on Chelkei HaMitzvah, it also is not a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. What he's trying to tell you is even though he developed in Sherish Ches, that mitzvahs are tzivuyim, okay, and even though he told you in Sherish Gimel that it's only tzivu, which is the deiris, is the minyan mitzvahs, but not every tzivu, which is the deiris, is a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. That is the point over here. Okay? So he has Shuz Yud to tell you that Akdomus, not Minyan HaMitzvahs, even though it's the Chatzivui and the Deis. Okay? Then he gets to Yud Aleph. Okay? The type of Tzivui that he's talking about over there in Yud Aleph, in Chelkei HaMitzvah, what he really is talking about, he says Mekubetz. Okay? The way he's using the word Mekubetz and Sherish Yud Aleph, and the way he uses it in Sherish Yud Beis, at the end of the Sherish, when he's talking about Chalitza, is a very different thing. Okay. In Yud Aleph, he's talking about various pu'ulas, which conceptually you want to imagine they happen together. They're really one thing, but they might be chalokim. To give you a very simple thing, which is probably the more difficult of the examples that he has, in Tzitzis, there's Tchilis and Lovin. Okay? So it's not one after the other, it's really together. So he has a discussion whether Tchilis and Lovin should be two separate mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs or not. Okay? There is Lulav Esreg. Okay? Arogus and Adasim, okay? Really take them together. But you can take them one after the next. But if you take them one after the next, because of the Tziruf, and logically, it's one pool. That's why I told you the Ramlan's Pshat, like the Bahag, in the Gemara Menachos, the Yeshloi ain't Makvin. If you have all four, then it's not Makvin. But you don't have them when you take one, you can't take them B'zeh HaZeh. Okay? So he talks there. And he says that it's a very important thing. If the ma'akiv zeh zeh, then we know that it's one mitzvah. Okay? Or if they have kavon achas. Okay? That's what he talks about. What he talks about, there's a mitzera. There's what's called Rosh Yeprua, because of the Yefumim, Sof Myate, Tome Tome Yikra. Bamish the Torah talks about mitzera that he's supposed to be Mudia, but the Kavona is Mudia the Rabbim, that he's the Tome, he's a mitzera. So the Rambam says, this is Kavona Achas. So a Mela, it's one mitzvah, Minyan mitzvahs. And that's what he says, Tchelis and Lovon, that even though we pass and it's Eim Akiv, it's still one mitzvah because kavon achas because reis and oisai because uschatim is kol mitzvah Hashem or tot. That's the same kavon, okay? Here in Sherish Yud Beis, we're talking about something else. It's he calls it chelkei mitzvah, okay? But it's not the pshat that I conceptually I'm imagining that the shechita and nizrike and the krovo from the chatos or the shlom is or the oil is all merges together as one maisa. That's crazy. That's what we're talking about in chalitza. You do a whole, there's a whole seder hadvarim. Mekuvetz is more a sequential mekuvetz, not a mekuvetz of one pool of a basachas, okay, of a simultaneous act. Okay? It's not a simultaneous act, it's a sequential act. Okay? Even as it's okay, so there in Yud Aleph, we're talking about the mitzvah itself. And if it's a simultaneous act, even though it's four separate tzivuyim, it can be one mitzvah. Okay? Here we're talking about a sequential act, Each one is a tzibui about it, okay? But the Torah has a broader thing, and it's only bi'eichas ha'maisa. So the question is, you look at each tzibui in a sequential act as a mitzvah, or no? You look at the total thing as the mitzvah, and that's the Rambam's Mechadesh Yud Beis, the total thing is the mitzvah. And here, it don't make excuse double negative, just to emphasize, it don't make no difference. One is ma'akev, the other is no discussion here about ikuv. And there's no discussion really of kavon achas. That's not the issue. The issue is if there's a bi'u eichas ha'maisa, or that the mitzvah is the bi'u eichas ha'maisa, is the mitzvah kolelis, not the small mitzvah. That is what the Rambam is really, you know, dealing with over here. Okay? Okay, now.
What's the overriding principle in your base? It says this Kovei is one.
Kovei is one because the Torah has an overriding. These Maisim are not the mitzvah itself. There's an overriding principle, which is the mitzvah. The overriding principle is called Teres Achatos, which really defines the whole sequential thing. It's not that the all coming in is one thing. It's not one. It's not, oh, this is simultaneous zechatos, but it's chalitza. When you look at chalitza as a simultaneous performance, you look the teres is that you call chalitza sanal and kriya and you rikika as separate mitzvahs. Okay, so that's what he says. No, that's it. He says the same way you do it over there. You call the mitzvahs chalitza. It's the same thing over here.
If you would have put Shor Yud Beis first, would we have known Shor Yud Aleph? Or
it's logically, see, first he's talking about, see here, you see, I'll ask you something. See, one could have imagined in Shor Yud, okay, that if I do the making of the service, well, that's not a Kiyum B'chal. We don't know if it is a Kiyum, it's not a Kiyum, mm-hmm. Okay. Here, in other words, whether it is one pool or four mitzvahs, certainly there's a mitzvah to do it. And it's a mitzvah, it's a chakim. The only question is, in many mitzvahs, how do you look at it? How do you look at it, okay? And it's the same thing. Making the shulchan, but the question is, when I make the shulchan, what am I doing? I'm making the mikdash? Or no, I do the shulchan, I do this, and I do this, and I do this, and the sum total is the mikdash, but it's not that I'm... You know, when I take the lulav, I'm doing the mitzvah. I'm not sure it's the same over here in a sequential thing. I don't know when I do chalitza, I don't know what I'm doing exactly. In other words, it's a long process. I'm just not sure exactly how he looks at it. Okay, it could be looks at the whole thing is all the mitzvah. I'm not sure, but it's even more than that because the Rambam does more. Okay, because it's not even as simple as that. Because, you see, if he would have limited to mikdash, okay, and mikdash meant just making it, okay, no. But he talks about, let's even just simple, in Chatos, he talks about Mariku Shtifa. He talks about Ekibus Dam Chatos. He talks about Shviras Klicheres. What does it do with anything? Okay, so the mitzvah is not these things. The mitzvah is when he talks about lekichas teres, you know, it's not part of the seidah krova, okay? The lekichas olois are not part of the seidah krova, and there's no din in riku shtifa, you know. Okay, you do cook chesed, you know. That's I'm just trying to. It's a whole different way of looking at it. Okay, it's not what you think. In other words, if you were limited to a sequential, if in Chalitza, you can start clearing shyness, if you understand what I'm saying. But once you put the Miku Shtif in this, it's a whole different world. That's all I'm pointing out to you. Okay? Now, next. Okay, let's forget about this, forget about that. that. Now, let's go on. Also, I'll tell you that Shorish Yud Beis is different than Shorish HaShvi'i. Okay? Shorish Yud Beis, we're talking about Sivuyim, which are Chelkei HaMitzvah. Okay? So, let me ask you a question. Would you put Azchoris in Shorish Yud Beis? Or only Tzivuyim? With the whole discussion of the Chelkei HaMitzvah, are you talking about Azchoris or only Tzivuyim? Okay. For example, and I'll come back to this later, there's a lav in Mikdash when Mizbeach is part, Mizbeach is not a separate mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah of Mikdash, Lesivnes and Gozes. Could you imagine Lisivnes and Gozes is part of the mitzvah of also Mikdash as a menorah and this a menorah and Shulchan? Okay, so this is very important. Okay, we'll see. Okay, go on. Say. Okay, what would you say? Could you imagine that Loisivna Es and Gozes is not a separate mitzvah and Yonah mitzvahs?
Yes, I could imagine that it is not a separate mitzvah.
You could imagine it's not.
Given that the menorah, which is something which is Chai B'Kai, it stands afterwards.
Yeah, but the Bir Eichus HaMaisa is telling you this is how you make a mikdash. The Loisivna Es and Gozes is not telling you how to do it. It's not telling you how to do it. It's telling you what you shouldn't do. It's not a birei chasamaisa. So if you look at the Rambam only here, the Rambam in Shorish Yud Beis is always talking about tzivuyim. In Shorish Zayin, he's not talking about chelkei. If he's talking about chelkei mitzvah, l'chayy, you can only talk about tzivuyim. It's not a chelik of the mitzvah, unless it's a tzivuy. Okay. In Shorish Zayin, he's talking about dinim mishpot, the dinim mitzvah. And if you notice in Shorish Zayin, his lashon is that he could have Hashorish Hashvi Shein Roy Limno is dinim mitzvah. That's the way I have the translation. Da ki mitzvah achas he inyan echot. Now the word mekubal is a problem in the translation. I have to look back on my notes. I think I pointed out to me translated. Well, that's another game. V'yischayvim yoisak domo tzivuyim v'azhorois rabois b'dini mitzvah. Okay? So he's explicit that it's referring to both of them. And both the tzivuyim and the azhorois are not in the minyan because they're only dinim. Okay? In Shorish Yud Beis, we're only talking about tzivuyim. We're not talking about ashoris. Because we're not talking about dinim. We're talking about chelkei mitzvah. Dinim is a chelkei mitzvah. When he talks about elu noshim, shemisyabois, v'cholzois, he has a whole discussion with the dinim of Yub Mechlitzah. That's not the mitzvah. That's chelkei mitzvah. That's dinim. That's mishpotim in the mitzvah. Okay? So the mishpatim might be ascholos, might be mitzvah, might be tzivuyim. That's what he's very clear about it. Here, he's only talking about tzivuyim. This is a very important point. Okay?
If I already know from Shorish Shvi that I don't count both tzivuyim and ascholos,
because the dinim, they're not chelkei mitzvah. He's very careful in Shorish. You have to be careful. In Shorish Zayin, if it's Dini HaMitzvah, it doesn't make a difference. But once it's Chelkei HaMitzvah, then we have to start thinking about things. And that's why he's very careful. In Shorish Zayin, he's talking about Chelkei HaMitzvah. Dinim.
When he brings Chalitza,
yeah.
In Shorish Zayin, he's not talking about the Maisa Chalitza, he's talking about something else.
What he says, read it! He told Eilu Noshim Choltzes Lo Misyabois Eilu Misyabois Lo Choltzes Choltzes Lo Misyabois. Isn't that what he's talking about?
He's not talking about the Maisim.
Yeah, he's not talking. But when he talks about what the Maisim Chalitza is, the Seder Chalitza, all done. That's what he calls the Shorish Yud Beis. You just have to have your head on straight, otherwise you're not going to get, you know, you're just completely lost, otherwise you're finished. Yeah, but you see, the question though, you know, we'll go a few steps further, okay? So the chayy, that's a double portion, okay? So you're talking about maisa oila, okay? So you're talking about amikushtifa, right? Kibbutz dam chatos, you're talking about tzivuyim, correct? Talking about Zrike, Kabbalah, or the Lekichas Oreis, whatever, or each one, but it's Dinim. Chazav Shoyk, okay, correct, okay. That's all very good. Okay. So then, for example, if you have a lav, or lech, or bosa oila, is that a separate lav of Minyan Mitzvahs? Or that's on the Teres Oila? Shulo lecho besar oila. What would you say? What?
That's really part of Shuri Shvi then, right?
That should. But it's a din, or it's a din. It's a lav, yeah. Right? It's not a din, right? Mm-hmm. So it should be minyan mitzvahs. What? Shlo lecha basol. What would you say? No.
That wouldn't be part of the dinim of the oila.
Was it a din? The question din is like. You see, I thought, and that's not in this thing, I thought that once the Rambam develops, but that's not really, you know, I'm not being fair now. Once the Rambam develops in Sherish Tess, that Malkus is a very, very important thing for Minyan HaMitzvahs. So if the Lav has Malkus on it, there's a double portion that it's a Minyan HaMitzvahs, that's not a Din. Okay, what it means is, you see, I'll tell you something. I think when the Rambam is telling you, and I think that's why he puts Sherish Zayin before Sherish Ches, because Sherish Ches is the Gilui that mitzvahs are tzivuyim, and he talks about what the word commands are in language. He has a whole discussion about language and commands, okay? Zayin is before that. Dinim are not tzivuyim. Okay? So you can't imagine getting Malkus. You know, it's the whole discussion of Ascholos and Mitzvahs as really tzivuyim and calling them dinim is absolutely ridiculous. Okay? So that's what he's setting up before he tells you that the minyan of mitzvahs and Sherish Ches is a minyan of tzivuyim. He tells you that dinim are not tzivuyim. That's what he's telling you. And din it might be din the thing that it's low. You know, I have to understand how it plays itself out. But that's what he says. He says hasholos and he says sivuyim. That's what he says very clearly. Correct. Now, okay. So therefore, you look in. I'll tell you each one where it is. For example, in the lav of havdola in Ulas Ha'oiv, is that a lav of minyan mitzvahs, or that's part of Teres Ha'oiv? Okay? So now let's look. 11. Okay, have you? Look in. Loisase kuf memvov. Start. So lecho psal oilo. Shem lusukha vuchule. Vuchol derecha shetido. Kolem lusukha lecho derecha shetido. That's good, correct? Because it sits in as ho. It's not a bireicha samaisa. Correct? Now,
and then he should bring it up. He should bring it by itself someplace.
He does. It's a separate lot made the lab in minyan mitzvahs. Isn't it loisa ase kuf membov? It's a separate lab in minyan mitzvahs. Okay, loisa ase kuf lametes sholecho basar chatos hanasas b'shnim. Aye, it's part of teres chatos, but it's not bi'echas amaisa. It's a lab. Okay, lo yisase kuf yud beis, lo yavdil b'chatas oiv, shenemu umolak ezroishem imulopo lo yavdil. Aye, let it be teres achatos. The answer is not a b'yechas ha'maisa. It's just an ashova. Correct? Now, also menochah is the same thing. It should be, for example, lo yisase kuf beis, shenoytin zayis b'minchas chayte that shemen zayis minchas chayte shenema loyasim le'al shemen kuf gimel shleitin le'al lavoina shenema loyitin le'al lavoina minchas chayte kuf dalet shleitin zayis minchas chayte kuf hey shleitin olav lavoina shenema loyitin lavoina ay it's not hadin mincha it's not chanas chora correct it's not b'leichas amaisa. Okay. Kuf lamed ches.
Again.
No, I'm not in any rush. I'm just trying. I'm just telling you. I want you to know. These to me, I was a double portion. But you see, the next few steps, what's going to happen afterwards, is the world. It's like an atomic bomb is going to go over. Okay. But it's a double portion. I found afterwards that even the Mishnah Melech, you know, makes this point. But he gets stuck, well, I got stuck also, but I went a step further and all, whatever, let's see.
Beer Ichus HaMaisa.
Ichus HaMaisa.
And you said, first of all, Lavim are not B'chal.
Right.
Lavim are not B'chal. But then, but Lavim could be B'chal Dinim. Now how do you know, when has Ram know when Dinim and when do you have...
That's we have to go and work on, we have to understand that, okay? So you could have imagined, in other words, to me, it's a little portion, if there's Malkus... See, I thought, and maybe I'm wrong, that he means dinim is really, it's not really a bona fide tzivui. So that's why he puts Zion before Ches. Ches is where the Rambam linguistically sets up the mitzvahs at tzivuyim. And he discusses what tzivuyim are in language, and in language, there are two types of tzivuyim. There's a tzivui to do something and not to do something. When you command, you can command to do something, not to do something. And he talks a different language and expresses them different ways.
Depends, the lashon of the Torah will define something as a din.
I'm not trying to tell, I'm just telling you. But he's clearly, we'll have to see how to play it out, okay? But he clearly says, okay, in Sheresh Ches, he defines, we're talking about something which is called a mitzvah. So he hasn't even defined the tayag mitzvah depends upon sivuyim. And that's why he says sivuyim, the two types of sivuyim. There's a lav, and that's why, you know what he has in Sheresh Ches? That's why he develops the Sheresh Ches, that the word lo in Hebrew has really two meanings, and it's not necessarily a command, and it could be a shlila. For example, I did not eat breakfast this morning, okay? It's lo achalti, okay? Is that a lav minyan mitzvahs? Could admit if a Torah says that Shalomel or to someone that Moshe did not eat breakfast. Excuse me, I'm not trying to, you know, that's a lav minyan mitzvahs. It's only a shlila, correct? Because it's a tzivui, okay? That's what he develops in Sheresh Ches, okay? In Sheresh Zion, he hasn't even reached the point of tzivui. He's saying it's dinim. Dinim is nothing to talk about, okay? But the question is, what does he mean, the dinim are scholars? You have to know, because see, the problem over here, there, I'm not getting involved in this now, but the cases that he mentioned in Dinim are not Dinim in Torah Shebiksav, at least at the beginning, we'll see later with the Sheresh, but they're Dinim in the Mishnah. Eilu Chotz Lo Mesiabois. So my Chetesei should have been Minyan Mitzvah. The whole thing is nuts. It can't be according to his whole framework. What is he? Is it a serious discussion? It can't be a serious discussion because he already pointed out in Sheresh Beis that minyan mitzvah minyan from Torah Shebiksav. So why did he talk about Chutzal and Mesiabos? Mesiabos and Chutzal. Why don't do anything? Okay, I'm not getting involved in that. But that's the example that he mentions. Okay. So it means lo chotzeis means they shouldn't be chotzeis. But we don't know what he means by ashaga in that sense, correct? Okay, but that's not what I want to get involved in now, okay? My point is not to tell you what Sheresh Zion is, but to tell you what Sheresh Yud Beis is, okay? Or isn't, okay? It's not a discussion of ashagas. It's a discussion of bir echas hamaisa. Okay? So there was no portion. All these lavim are minyan mitzvahs, correct? No? That's a problem? See, once I say it, you can't imagine it any other way. I think, let's continue now. Okay. So then it's a portion. The loisiv nes and gozes is a separate lav minyan mitzvahs. Okay. You could have asked yourself, maybe it's a din. We have to know. Huh? Yeah. Huh? But okay. Good. Say it. Okay. here's where the problem starts. Okay? So to this point, Mamish Kvaldik, no? Mamish Kvaldik. However, the Ram later on in the Sherish does something which is mind-boggling. When I saw this, I went absolutely nuts. I asked myself the kasha, and I started writing back and forth with this and that. You know, after I did the whole thing, I found that the day too late, Mishnah Melech asked the kasha. Okay, good for say them, but okay. Look over here. Look further on in the Sheresh. So the Ram says, those things which are part of the Seder from Oilo are not in Minyan Mitzvahs, right? But if it's an all kachim, it is in Minyan Mitzvahs, correct? That's what he said so. Says like this. He says, I'll leave it over there. The Elohim cloud, minikam book. This is this. Yeah. Hakoko, the Elohim cloud, minakobona, shechiyuv mchizel yochel and sibo. Chutz min oshim, shukoban yochel. Okay, good. Hareseido Asiya has this after the entity. He finished Teres Ula, Teres Achatus, Teres Oshem, and Teres Shlom, correct? Hareseido Asiya Azu, who mitzvahs asay, she'ein roi limnois ho prat u prat, mi prote ho asiya mitzvahs. You can't count each part of Teres Ula, Teres Achatus is a separate mitzvah, that's the same, correct? Zuwasi imo. Hoyu shom tzivuyim hakelim esko mina kobonis ve'erem yuchodim mimin mehem bilade zulosa. Correct? If it's an all kobonis, then it's not in teras. So then it's a mitzvah by itself. Correct? Have a kol tzivuyim tzoch limnaisoi mitzvah of neatzmo lefisha oz eno prat mitprote asis kom mitzvuyo vuhu kegoyim. Or the reason why the love of Hakrobus Baumum is not is a mitzvah, minyan mitzvah, it's called Shurish and Beis? And if it hadn't been Shurish and Beis, it would have been a minyan mitzvah! Rebbein Hashoylem, what's he talking about? V'hu k'goin as-holos yisal shalak ba'umum. Oh, tzivuim she'etomim. Tzivuim shalo yei mechus hazman. V'hu amu miyom ha'shinu ahol ha'irotze. Then he does it again. V'tzivuim amloch kol korbon v'hu amu al kol korbon v'tak ha'melech v'az ha'osay melavat loy k'mo yishanem mo loy sashbiz melech. Rabbi Lishan, loy sashbiz melech is the chamitzim and yara mitzis because of a shikol teirin sherish yin beis? What is he talking? Okay? So that was the kasha. But you see, if you don't have the first thing, the second thing is not, you know, there's no kasha over here. And if what I'm saying is wrong, so how can he count the lab from chattis, from lechol, chattis aprimios, or the lav from Bosa Oila, or all the different lav I mentioned from Mincha, whatever, from Liavdil, you know, Boivishel, or the Yor, the Nit. Okay. Well, that's the Kasha. Okay. So. Listen. I can start talking about it if you want. I can just let you bang your heads for a week. It might be good for you. It's an amazing question, though.
This is the question the Mishnah Melech asked this question?
Yeah. I found it. I choose this. I can even show you where it is. He basically says the whole thing is Lavadavko, Vichamayis, or something like that. Huh? Yeah. Where is it? I haven't wrote it down over yet. Before I wrote the Lashon down. You know, I sound like I get so excited. I was jumping up Shabbos evening. I mean, I spent the Friday a few weeks ago banging my head. What's the answer? I have a few ideas about it, okay? Shabbos afternoon by Mincha, I get Mincha Dele, I open up the Rambam, and then I see in Beis HaBechira, the Mishnah Melech is the Kasha. I was mamish amazed. Mishnah Melech Beis Bechir Perek Abel HaTezvah V'abuyne Eben Pogum Oiva B'yasei. And then he said Ach Koshali Chalki Mitzv Loch Loch Is Shebo Atzik Basiyos Kol Chele V'chele V'nei Atzmo U'bi Kol Zeh Kilan V'ein Loi Limno Is Kol Chele V'chele. He said and he continued one second. So he says, that's what he says. He says before. He says, "V'doymel zeh." He says, "That's what he says." Ubiad mizbeach zeh yeh me'avodim shleimos. V'nimsa diasei zeh diavodim shleimos. Gam kein nichlal b'yom vasli mikdash, because it's part of Teyus Hamikdash, correct? But the lav loisimnes and gozes, avla loisase kegoyin loisimnes and gozes nismis me'atzmo mishum diasei aproti nichlal b'chal asei akilo. Aber Leise se, eno nichla bachala se. Vechiluk se, hu mevua. Se da o poshin. Vedeimele se, she rabbeinu mona le mitzvah achas, las le schatas, vashi al toya kach makach. Vule mona pote achatas, go le tzikas babuilois, ve ule kavose, kol echol nochot. Okay? But the lab mi is moina. Okay? When he comes about lo yavdi, lo yavdi, ha mitzvah minyan mitzvah, se zog mishlam el, ha zoi dav zayin. And he says, That's what he says. What's he talking about? Okay. See, he says. Ain't all chinami. It's lab dafka. It's another reason why it's a mitzvah minyan mitzvah.
In Lachar, there has to be a way.
I don't know. There has to be a way.
The way I understand what Rabbi's getting at is that there some way to be machalik between different. Lavin, that there are certain lavin that are.
I don't know. I said that's. Look, you'd like to do something like that, but you just got to know what you're doing. It's called the Mishnah Melech. But just, you see, what he says, you know, when I thought of it, I said, this is very mistaba. And I looked at the Lashon Rambam, Sherish Zion, he says, as holos, he doesn't say it, it's Sibuyim, it's very, everything I'm doing. But then I got to this point, I said to myself, what's he talking about? How can he do this? I wrote something about this. I have an idea. Could be I was doing it, but at least I started. He just says Eino Chinam. Okay? So mention next week we'll talk about the thing. And you think of, we'll move on. Okay? The part of this is pushing screwing your head on straight.